Trevor Rogers, but what was he doing up there? It was impressing you, and how was he able to do that successfully?
Quite a bit of things. I mean, we said before the game the changeup, or maybe not with you guys. That might have been the radio thing I did, but he was going to need the changeup against the right-handed lineup, right? Like, that was kind of a prerequisite for the night. In the first inning, he threw a couple, and you thought, okay, this is going to be okay tonight. You know, but then, you know, just the way the fastball jumped through the zone tonight, that was impressive. I think it was in the eighth inning. There were some 95s up on the board, you know, to carry that velocity, you know, through the eighth inning on a 130-degree night. Super impressive. Sweeper slider thing was another gear down from that, so three different speeds. Just really good.
When you see that the game time temperature was 100, I mean, could you expect him to pitch as long and as well as he did just because of that?
I don't know. I mean, the innings kind of got easier as you went on. Those first three innings, he threw a lot of pitches, it felt like, or first two. And then I told Grant Anders, who was sitting next to me, I was like, we need to quicken in right here, and he's going to be just fine. And it was the first 1-2-3 inning, and then he kind of rolled from there. No, when it's that type of temperature, it's hard to expect a starter to stay in through the eighth, and pretty impressive.
You've put together two really good starts for you. Yeah. Have you seen enough now to see noticeable improvement from what he looked like last year?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, he was throwing 88 last year at some point. I mean, that's 95 in the eighth inning, 100 pitches deep, so... You know, in a strange way, you know, that the third one, the bad outing the other day, for me, that's just a product of a guy that has been in the big leagues for a while. He's fighting for his life a little bit. Get out to an 8-run lead, and he nibbles a little bit. Unfavorable conditions, you know, it's his first start back after the Boston one. You know, and I think in those scenarios for most pitchers, I think that their mentality is usually, I'm going to throw six innings and give up four. And then it usually turns into throwing seven and giving up zero in an 8-0 game. But I think because of what he's been through, he's fighting for his life to stay here. So there's pressure, and he's nibbling, and feels like if he goes 5-1, it might not be enough, you know. And I think that's a normal thing for guys that kind of go up and down a little bit. So, you know, I think what we saw in Boston and what we saw tonight, I think that's going to be more what it's going to be like than what we saw in Tampa.
Jackson Holliday's home runs, left on left, yeah. Opposite field, two outs. I mean, how impressive was that swing and the development you've seen from this?
Pretty neat, you know. Like, after that swing, I told whoever was standing next to me, I was like, this is your leadoff hitter, at least for the next 5 years. You know, I mean, left or right-handed, I don't think this kid goes anywhere else, you know, in the lineup. I think it's, you know, I took him out of the leadoff spot against Scooble. I don't think he'll ever do that. You know, I think he's probably staying there, you know, barring something unforeseen. But he's getting to the point where it's getting more neutral. You know, I was looking at his splits today, his left-handed splits today, and they're not bad. You know, they're definitely going up. He's 21 years old, you know, and it's like Kobe smoked the ball into right center today. It's a different part of the field, but it's, you know, the point being the oppo gap. Kobe's got massive power, and I don't even know if it hit the warning track with how thick the air was tonight and the ball wasn't really carrying. Jackson hits one to the other gap, the other opposite field, and it went over the wall. You know, that's when you compare that to Kobe, that's pretty impressive. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. I don't, you know, the All-Star thing's important to the players. It's important to the fans. It's important to us. You know, when I look at Jackson, I'm not concerned about the All-Star thing right now. It's like, how do we get this kid to be one of the top five players in the game by 2027? You know, that's how I look at Jackson. It's, you know, continuing more left on left. It's doing what he's doing offensively. It's improving defensively. It's stealing bases, you know. Like, so the All-Star thing's a thing, and everybody wants that. But, you know, when I look at Jackson, I look at him in a little different light, you know. Bigger goals than the All-Star team for me.
Great. Thank you.
Yep.